Thank you. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. I'll tell you a little bit about what we've done in using the health and policies approach, in particular in the NCD context in Santiago. I have nothing to disclose. The main points of this presentation would be that health and policies is feasible, even in settings with low institutional capacity, like most of my colleagues or even my own department, and to highlight some of the key elements that we can have to make it work. This is Chile. It's a long and thin country, and Santiago region is in the middle of it. There's 7 million people, and in the capital of that region, there is Santiago. It's the oldest and the most important municipality. Our mayor is a key political figure. We have around 300,000 inhabitants and 1.8 million people that are transient, that circulate or have some connection with the municipality, and that accounts for about 30% of the regional population. In Chile, the state is a decentralized state, so the power comes back to the municipalities, so we're basically responsible for a whole lot of things, and there's a lot of scope to introduce health into all of these elements that I'm listing there. Our program is an intersectoral health promotion program. It takes health and policies at the municipal level. We include the four risk factors of NCDs and healthy diets, physical inactivity, tobacco and alcohol use, but we also have included mental health and sexual and reproductive health in some of our projects. And we use this model that tries to go away from the individual approaches that have been traditionally the ones that have been used in municipal work. So we use this concept that is based on the cost-effectiveness studies of WHO that tackles availability, marketing, and affordability. And that has been a key element in our work, because we have to persuade others that it's not just education or massive awareness, public awareness, but you have to tackle structural elements of people's choices. Our program is led by our mayor, and it involves all municipal departments. Implementation is through an executive committee that is led by the mayor's cabinet, as has been one of our main achievements in having this cabinet being empowered and running this committee, and that is how we translate political will into action. We have now, as Julia mentioned, a team of 20 professionals, and we are working around these five areas. Alcohol and public space are the most prominent ones, but we also have adolescent-friendly spaces, elderly work, and we have a strong program of food and nutrition and physical activity in schools. We have so far collaborated with over 20 municipal departments. With most of them, we've had effective collaboration, integration, and even some funding sharing. With some of them, with others, it's been more trying to start with small things and gaining trust and confidence, and it's been a process of understanding how they behave, what kind of language they use, how can you communicate with them, and who are the key champions in that department that can be helpful for you. We're doing a massive work in trying to recover and improve the availability of fruits and vegetables in the center of Santiago. We are recovering abandoned newspaper stands to sell fruit and vegetables. We are converting snack stands into healthy ones. We're legalizing some fruit stands that are already there but are illegal and being chased by the police. And we're including in this network school canteens that are beginning to sell healthy snacks and drinks. We're also trying to influence the environment where kids live. And we have designed this playground, which is for 5 years old. It's what we have been able to afford with the municipal funding from the health sector. But it has the elements that many countries already have. Safe pavements, solar protection in a city like Santiago is really important. Adequate equipment and a closed space where kids can interact. And this is setting a model that the Parks Department is taking up into all their new projects that to have these elements into place. This is also an interesting intervention. We're trying to tackle marketing, alcohol, and food and sweet and beverages with added sugar at the municipal level. So last year we passed a law from the municipal council that introduces a surcharge on these old commercial outlets that have this kind of marketing. It's a 20% surcharge and a 50% in transitory events in public spaces. In schools, we have slowly been combining all different interventions that were separate at some point. We have healthy eating at schools, introducing school gardens, improving capacity of the staff in the schools for nutritional education, improving the quality of physical education, the sports and recreational infrastructure, introducing measures to promote active transport and to strengthen the extracurricular activities related to physical activity, and to give coherence to health prevention programs that are already there but are disconnected, fragmented, and we're trying to bring them together into a coherent set of actions. This is led by the Department of Education, and we try to help them in the technical assistance, but really hoping that they will be leading this. This is how a school canteen looks like, and that kind of the things they sell. We've done studies to assess how much healthy stuff they have. It's been most of the canteens, they have less than 10% of healthy stuff. And this is where it comes a bit, the conflict of interest issue that we had to deal with, because the food industry is really interested in getting into these canteens and giving you money to improve the infrastructure, train the teachers, and so on. And we've been already refusing two offers of around $100,000 from PepsiCo and also from Chilean big corporations that are trying to get into our municipalities, visible, gets a lot of press. So we have a strong policy on not getting any money from the food industry, alcohol, tobacco, pharmaceuticals. On alcohol, we've been doing a whole lot of work. The first stages were to raise evidence and data on the local level and using the georeference tools that we have. So we have mapped the density of alcohol outlets, the density of marketing. There was a public consultation to reduce the opening hours in alcohol outlets, basically off premises, for 2 hours. And the 55,000 people voted in this poll, and we lost 45% to 55%. And one of the commitments of the mayor was that this vote would be bonding, so that there was no possibility to then change, still go against the people's will. So we've been having some alternative solutions to that, and we're building a community model to reduce alcohol-related harm. We have a pilot in one of the neighborhoods where we signed an agreement between the retailers, the community, and the municipality to basically reduce sales to minors and people who are already drunk, where are gaps in our national policy that these kind of things still happen a lot, and we have not a lot of tools at the municipal level to deal with them. We have also introduced these adolescent-friendly spaces in schools. It's one of the few municipalities that have this kind of approach in the country. We bring sexual and reproductive health, but also mental health care. We have a psychologist and a midwife, and we provide basically all the different contraceptives, pregnancy tests, after-day pills, and all kinds of counseling to these adolescents, and it's been a great success in all these schools. I've been quite quick, I think, yeah. This is my last slide. So maybe now that I have time to tell you a little bit about the history of how this started. I was editing the book in Finland about health and law policy. So when I came back to Chile, I had worked in this municipality as a medical doctor, and I came back and told my director, okay, I would like to introduce health and law policies in this municipality focused on NCDs. So basically, we built up everything from scratch, the political will of the mayor, this executive committee, and we've been slowly, I was the only person working in this program for about 8 months, and then slowly we started getting more and more people, taking some programs that were already there, working in a different way, maybe not with a strong community focus, but more in the health centers, sort of organizing things that were already there and giving them a coherent framework and using this availability marketing and affordability model to try to tailor these interventions into something more structured. We have now raised a budget of around $300,000 per year. It's quite a bit at the municipal level in Chile. 12% comes from municipal funding, which is basically my salary, and all the other salaries of my staff come from the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Education, and the Ministry of Interior. This is done by signing institutional contracts between the ministries and the municipality, and these are done for vertical programs, so they give you money to do specific things with certain indicators, and we use all the flexibility that kind of give us to try to do this in a different way. These are regular resources of funding. They're restricted in what you can do with them, but they're normally administered in the municipalities in a very incoherent way. One of the issues we have is that most of this funding allows you to hire people on a short-term contract. It's called honorarios. It's a contract that the person is not really into the municipality, but more like doing outsourced work. It was meant for short-term things, a few months if you need someone to come and do some specific work, but now there's a big part of the workforce in the health departments and in the Ministry of Health that are working on this precarious kind of work. So that's one of the things that we're dealing all the time, and we're trying to think of ways how to make this program a bit more institutionalized. Starting from the health department, we are proposing to our director to have a Department on Health Promotion and Intersectoral Coordination that will allow us to have a bit more, maybe a bit more power within the health sector, and also a name that will give us, because at the moment our institutional background is very weak. And as I said, we get no funding from the food, alcohol, tobacco, pharmaceutical industry, although our municipality is still getting a little bit, and we have done a preaching work to all the municipal departments about the impact that this kind of funding can have in the work we do. What have we learned? We've learned that health in all policies is feasible. It can be done. You need political will from the highest authority. That has been for us extremely helpful to get, especially when we have no power to tell other departments what to do, but the major has. So when we have run into problems and the deadlines are getting tight, then we go to our cabinet and they go back to the departments and they get some pressure to do it. And it has worked really well. The building structural and intersectoral processes has been also very helpful. We take windows of opportunity seriously. And me and my staff know that sometimes when we take these opportunities, all of them have to be working in the same thing at the same time, leaving a bit of their usual work in schools or in the different places that they work. This conflict of interest management, it's really important. And also having adequate funding to do these kind of things. At the end, all of our interventions, they take time, they take human resources, and even one person with a lot of will and interest and even capacity will not be able to do all we do. So basically you need a critical mass of people working on this, not only in the health department, but also in the other departments, and that we've noticed how they have been increasing more and more the amount of people that are working for this program and for making it much more formal than the beginning. Thanks a lot. That's our Twitter if you want to follow. There are some handouts of the program outside. And that's my email. Just contact me if you need anything. I'll be happy to reply. Thank you.